This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Governor Jared Polis is asking lawmakers to fund free bus and train rides on the Front Range next summer to reduce ozone pollution. Here's CPR's Sam Brash.
The governor announced the request as part of his budget proposal for the coming fiscal year. He says the $28 million plan could help people avoid driving and adding to a growing Front Range ozone problem.
What it leads to, of course, and the data shows this, is increased ridership during the free fare period. But in addition, it can play a role in changing habits and supporting long-term increases in ridership of public transit.
The plan is part of nearly $500 million clean air package in his budget request. Other pieces include $150 million for electric school buses and $50 million to staff up the state's air quality division. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Election turnout is higher in Mesa County so far this year than in the rest of the state, but it's still lower than the county's last off-year election in 2019. Some voters, like Tom Hansen, say they don't trust mailing their ballot or using a machine to vote. Instead, Hansen chose to vote in person at a polling place in Grand Junction.
I vote with paper and it goes into the box, and pretty much I think that's pretty safe, the old-fashioned way.
Distrust of voting machines prompted Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters to allegedly take part in a security breach regarding voter information earlier this year. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold has barred Peters from overseeing this election, which Peters says is meritless. Today is the last day to vote in the election. Voters have until 7 o'clock to turn in ballots. This is CPR News and KRCC.